Now, the rest of the story. Have you heard the one about the traveling salesman? There's a traveling salesman from Cleveland who wagered over his head in a game of golf. Well, let me tell you the story. If this salesman lost this game, he was going to lose a lot more than a game. So the game he had to win is the rest of the story. He was, as I say, a salesman in Cleveland. He was 25. His income just about equaled his expenses. So though he was a good amateur golfer, he dared not wager for high stakes until one day. Friends had invited him to the Pine Valley course in New Jersey. He'd never played that course before. And Pine Valley's a man-eater. More sand and scrub than short grass. You ask anybody who's played it, Pine Valley is one tough golf course. Now, the young salesman is no hustler, but this day he has to hustle because he needs money, he needs cash, he needs hundreds of dollars. So the negotiating begins. Pine Valley can't be such a hard course, says the visitor, though he has heard otherwise. His golfing companions laugh. Would he care to put up a little money behind that boast? All right, says he. So confident is he that for every stroke over 80 on his scorecard, he'll pay his companions $100. Well, his companions are delighted. Who does this kid think he is that he can shoot 80 or lower on his first time around Pine Valley? But, wait a minute, says the guest. You pay me $100 for every stroke I make under par. Par was 72. Well, now his hosts are sure that this youngster has underestimated Pine Valley. They'd heard he was pretty good, but nobody's that good. So they agree to the wager. First hole at Pine Valley's a monster. Dogleg right, 427 yards from the tee, woods on the left, sand and scrub on the right. The green is level with the fairway. The problem is there's a sharp 10-foot drop from the fringe on the left and the right and the back, and all of this in a par four. Well, our hero's already lying four, and he's 30 feet from the pin. But he sinks the 30-foot putt. Then before he'd even reached the second tee, he's already shooting bogey golf. $100 for every stroke over 80. There was no way for them to know that their guest was broke. There was no way that he could pay for even one of those strokes. To win, what he needs to do is to break 72. He just has to. He has to. Well, that day, after that most important game on that treacherous golf course, the brash young visitor putted out on the 18th with a round of 68, four strokes under par, and his take at the predetermined rate of $100 a stroke, $400, he'd won precisely the cash he needed, and his next stop would be the place of business of a certain mid-city merchant, and there he left the $400, the exact sum needed to pay for what he'd already bought. It's many victories later today, millions of dollars in winnings and earnings, but the incomparable career in professional golf all began with a game he had to win in 1954. For that day, he was playing for keeps. He was playing for an engagement ring that he had bought before he could pay for it. And that day, he learned how good a golfer he really could be. He learned what he could do when he had to. So that year, the Cleveland salesman made golf his profession, and he and it have rewarded each other ever since. The prize he won 34 years ago was a girl named Winifred Walzer, then and thereafter, Mrs. Arnold Palmer. And now you know the rest of the story.